Hello, I'm Kenneth Kiker, pastor of Boone's Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited to have you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
Jesus Christ. Let's sing this morning a great song, My Chains Are Gone. Amazing grace. This morning doesn't matter who we're mad at, doesn't matter what we have in our heart. Amazing grace.
Amen.
It'll cover our sin.
Right.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. My heart to me and grace my
today and unending love.
Amen.
Shall soon his light shine, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine.
My chains are
by grace through faith, kept by his power through the Holy Spirit. Good to welcome everybody. Great to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Good song. And let's go to the Lord in prayer now at this time. And as we pray, remember those that have had loved ones to pass on. Brother Brummett's here today. Brother Jim Brummett and his wife Millie has gone to heaven and had a wonderful worship service. That's the way a service ought to be, like that, you know, where a person has died and is a Christian, and Billy's in a better place than we are. So we're glad James is here, and that's wonderful that he wanted to be here today. And Mary Ann Walser's mother passed away, Leland Fawson. Pray for Mary Ann. That service is tomorrow evening, 5 to 7. Sermon 7, Tim Taff and I have got the service, and Virginia Lawrence is going to sing tomorrow night. So that'll be the Marsh Baker, and then the graveside will be Tuesday. So remember those, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer just now. Heavenly Father, it's good to be here. David said, I was glad when you said, and we let us go into the house of the Lord. God, I thank you. The Holy Spirit is welcome in this place this morning. Lord, what a wonderful time to have the Lord's Supper after our Sunday school lesson of the day. And God, it just all goes together. Thank you for it. Blessed people have come today. May they feel welcome in your house. Give us of our sins. Prepare our hearts for a good service here. And Lord, help me to speak your word, your truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let me welcome everyone. It's great to see some back that's been out for a while, and some that were out last Sunday. And just thank God they're here today for a motion. I see her there. And good to see the Harrisons, Larry and Cindy. And that Cindy is just trimming down and looking so good. And I know that Larry is glad to be here too after the surgery. And he just had kind of a hard time there for a while. The Lord took care of him. Thank God for good doctors. They're in the Lord's hands. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Brother Pete. Got some announcements this morning. If you look at your bulletin, there's a lot of information in there. I'm not going to cover all of that, but if you look at that, there's a lot of stuff there going out through March. You've got a couple things in your bulletin there. You've got the birthday list. We threw a curve last week just to see if y'all paying attention anywhere. So we do have the birthday list in there. Also, got a flyer in there about the Young at Heart. They'll be meeting this Thursday at Family Life Center at 11:30. It's a special treat, so you want to come out. You know, y'all don't know this, but I've heard Elvis may even show up. So y'all don't know that. I know there's going to be some love songs, and food's going to be provided.
I'm sorry. David's going to do our food. We get a full meal. So everybody sign up. You have to be signed up by tonight.
Yeah, it is important. Get signed up tonight so they'll know how many to plan for. David is cooking the meal. I made his cooking before. It's good. So come on now. I mean, there's one thing. Trust me, I know. I know good food. Y'all come on.
Lisa's going to be there to make sure he does it right.
That's right. That's right. That's important. Also, you'll notice this white flyer. If you've not ever checked out I just used some bad English there. If you have never checked out anything or checked out our library, you want to go check it out. We have so much stuff back there. Maxine does a great job. There's a lot of media. There's a lot of DVD, a lot of books, a lot of CDs. So check out our library. If you're looking for something to be inspired, there's a lot of stuff back there that can help you do that. So, also, one important announcement I failed to tell Rita. That's about the fifth mistake I made this week. I told the choir four, but it's really been about five. So. But missions will be next Sunday. I won't be here tonight, and so we're going to put missions off till next Sunday. So no missions tonight at 5:30. That'll be next Sunday the 14th. And the food that the canned food they're looking for is tuna or soup. So if you can bring that out for the homeless shelter. Also today we'll be taking a special offering for the Matherly family. So be in prayer for that. That's to help defray some funeral expenses for Janie and Walford. Also, it says Sunday, February 7th, the last day items for the Veterans Valentine Party. If you can get them here Wednesday, they will get there. And if you can't get them here Wednesday, still bring them. We'll make sure they get there. Correct, Bill? Did I say that right? I told you wait with me if I said something wrong. So, that is, you know, our veterans over the VA, and they look so much forward for people coming in and spending time with them. They're having a Valentine's party. And that'll be on Saturday, February the 13th at 2 p.m., and that is a veterans party at the VA, but you can bring stuff. We've got a box out here, so be sure and bring some stuff to that. Also today, we'll be taking up the bottles for the Agape Women's Ministry, so if you have those, please turn those in. And then the last thing is the last Wednesday this month will be our community fun night. We'll have some flyers Wednesday night to start putting out about that. I have everything covered but entertainment. I have the organizer and I have the caterer. I need an entertainer. So if the Sunday school class would volunteer to do that, provide the entertainment, we would be very much appreciative of that. Struggling this morning, my words, my English. Y'all help me out. Pray for me. All right, any other announcements? Okay. It's an old song this morning we're going to sing, Had It Not Been. My sister used to sing a solo part on this in our good choir. Had it not been for the Lord cross, we would be doing the ordinance that we do today. His body was broken. His blood was shed.
Right.
Again, that we can have grace. Cover our failures, our sins. He died for us. What a great thought this morning as we worship this morning. Had it not been.
Oh,
sovereignty and how holy he is this morning. That's what we're going to sing. Let's stand and sing our offertory hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. Sing the first and last verse.
the storm.
that answer holds, and I read over in the 27th chapter of Acts for the whole chapter devoted to a shipwreck. And the Bible says that they cast out four anchors and wish for the day. But we've got one who will stand with us, who will be there when we need him most, and his name is Jesus. We have an anchor.
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
Thank God this morning. If you have your Bibles, if you'd like to turn to just one verse of Scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. I couldn't get a Lord's Supper sermon, it seemed like, so God seems to direct me toward the subject of the faithful God. The faithful God. And Moses here is speaking, and he wrote the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, called the Pentateuch. The Israeli, they speak of the books of Moses. And so in chapter 9 of Deuteronomy, and in verse 9, it says, 7 and 9 of Deuteronomy, "Know therefore, the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." I'm glad that we serve a God who is always faithful.
Amen.
Even when we're fickle, we're full of faults. We're full of foibles. But thank God we have one who is always faithful. He's been faithful to me, hasn't he?
Amen.
I tell you, Brother Bullen, he's been faithful. He's a faithful God, even when we're unfaithful. The Bible says that he abideth faithful. If we believe not, if we doubt, still yet, he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. And I tell you, this faithful God, he'll go with us all the way. He'll never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And over in the Scriptures, we find this to be true, the sacred Scriptures. In the Old and in the New Testament, with a single theme, talk about the faithfulness of God. Oh, we have our frailties, and I'll fail you. But thank God he'll never fail us.
Amen.
He'll never forsake us. He's faultless, even with our faults. Of all of the marvelous attributes of God, his faithfulness is without doubt the most assuring, the most comforting. The Bible says that his faithfulness reaches to the clouds.
Yes.
That's how high his faithfulness is. Thank God that I've never found him unfaithful. I've always found him to be the same, and I've always known that he is the faithful God. There's times that I've failed, and I've let him down. But oh, listen, he's with us at all times,
Yes. All
conditions, all circumstances, and he gives strength to those that are weak. And oh, I tell you, we'll have to say, my wife and I, that God's been faithful to us all these years. Thank God for that promise that he gives, that he is the faithful God. He's faithful to his dear name, that name that's above every name. 216 titles, the Bible says, that name's for Jesus. And every one of those are yea and amen in the Lord Jesus Christ. God is forever faithful to his own precious name. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. In all situations, in all circumstances, God is the same. He is the faithful God. And thank God for his constant care, his constant protection, his constant reaching out to us in a time of need. I've never found him unfaithful. I've never found him without being the faithful God. Moses talked about here, the faithful God. We ought to magnify his name. We ought to exalt his name. We ought to extol his name. Oh, what a name we adore and praise today. We ought to appreciate his faithfulness.
Yeah.
God is faithful for his constant care. Oh, Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Yeah.
Psalms 51. And verse 15, God is forever, ever faithful. Did you know that one of the names for Jesus is faithful? In the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11, it talks about He is faithful. Just let me read that to you. In the 19th chapter of Revelation, Revelation 19 and 11 says, and John speaking, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True.
Yeah.
Last place in the Bible where it talks about His faithfulness, the name Faithful. Malachi 3:6 says, I'm the Lord, I change not. Aren't you glad that He remains the same?
Yeah.
You know, Winston and I were studying in the Bible, in Lamentation, how that it's a fountain of tears, you know, and sorrow seemed to be unending. But Lamentations 3 tells us that He's faithful. It is of the Lord's mercies that were not consumed. They're new. They're new evermore. They're new this morning.
Right.
His mercies are new. And it says, great is thy faithfulness. We sing that song. Oh, how good God has been in my moments of fear. Through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful. He's been faithful to me. Has He been faithful to you this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's faithful to His dear name. Thank God. And then He's faithful to all of His promises. He's forever faithful, always faithful. And if He says something, we can take it to the bank.
Right.
Man's word may not mean much, but when Jesus says something, when He promises something, He will perform that. Hebrews chapter 10 tells us, in Hebrews 10:23, Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. He's faithful that promised. I tell you, this is shouting ground this morning.
Amen.
You just think about how good God has been. Semper Fi, always faithful. How wonderful are these promises. So we need never fear concerning their fulfillment, the faithfulness of God. And not just mottos to be hung on the wall, but we can take these promises to the bank of heaven.
Amen.
Cash in on them. Amen. He'll never suffer His faithfulness to fail. Psalms 89 and verse 3. Sarah, you remember Abraham and Sarah. Scripture, Hebrews 11 says she judged Him faithful who had promised. He judged Him faithful that promised. God has promised, and God will perform. God will make a way for us when it seems there is no way.
Amen.
He made a way for us to save. He came to die. He came and shed His precious blood on Calvary's rugged cross, and He paid the sin debt that you and I should have paid. We should have been crucified, but Jesus Christ, He went to the cross, and He suffered and provided a Savior Himself. He is on self, bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we're healed. And then He secures us. He's promised a protection, secures every saint of God. We rest in His omnipotent hand. Omnipotent means He's all powerful. So He saved us, full, free, and forever. Promised salvation. And then He gives us satisfaction. Thank God Jesus satisfies. That's not just words, but He really does. Jesus satisfies. Even our heavenly fellowship is based upon His faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. He's faithful to His dear people, isn't He?
Right.
The Bible says, I pray, God, your whole soul, body, and spirit be preserved until the day of Jesus Christ. then it goes on to say that he is faithful. He's faithful in supplying our needs.
Yes.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yes.
Material needs, spiritual needs, physical needs. Has he ever healed your body?
Yes.
Sure he has. Thank God for that. He's promised that, and he'll vouchsafe every promise that he makes. I tell you, God is faithful. God is faithful. He's faithful to his dear people. To his dear people who he saved. We're his own. We belong to God. See, we're not our own. We're bought with the price, aren't we?
Right.
And so he's faithful in supplying our needs. In suffering, he's there. In times of temptation, the Bible says that God is faithful. He will not suffer or allow us to be tempted above what we'll be able to bear, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that we'll be able to bear. And in our sins, he's faithful. 1 John 1:9. God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that good?
Amen.
That we have a God who forgives sin through the precious blood of Jesus. He washes away every spot, every stain, every sin that ever came across the human soul. When we confess that sin, when we ask God, he's able to forgive. He's faithful in answering the prayers of his people.
Yes.
He's faithful. Thank God for that.
That's right.
If it's in his will, he'll move heaven and earth to meet our needs. And God has said he answers prayer. Exceeding great and precious promise. Revelation says our prayers are bottled up in a golden bowl up in glory. Thank God for that. And then God is faithful in his continuous preparation for our future. We have a super wonderful, glorious, indescribable future. Aren't you glad God's got a plan for us?
Amen.
He's got something ahead for us. So beautiful, so glorious, beyond all human description, so bright. No more death. Thank God for that. We've had loved ones who passed on in our church. And, you know, it seems like sometimes you wonder, Lord, this is why so many are going to heaven. But don't feel sorry for them if they're a Christian. Thank God it's a better state. They're in a better place.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank God he's faithful in taking care of the future beyond all human description. These make us all convicted that we ought to be more faithful to him because he's been so good to us. Oh, listen, rough. The road may get rugged. It may get rough sometimes. There's no one perfect. There's no situation. We're going to have trouble. In this world, the Bible says, you shall have tribulation. Not maybe have tribulation. But in this world, you shall have trouble. But he said, be of good cheer.
Yes.
For I've overcome the world.
Amen.
Thank God for that.
He's
overcome for us. And because of that, we can be an overcomer.
Yes.
Right.
We can be the one that has victory. Victory in Jesus. So it's going to get better as we go along, isn't it? Thank God for that. It's going to get better. Better and better and better.
That's right.
The key word in the book of Hebrews is better. Thank God that he's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. Know ye therefore God, he is God, the faithful God. Thank God for the blood bought, born again, children of God. If you don't have that experience, if you not come to Jesus, he's a wonderful friend.
Yes.
He'll stick closer than a brother to you. He'll never fail. He'll never fail. Oh, we as Christians, yes, in this world, we're going, but not maybe, but we're going to have setbacks. We're going to have heartaches and disappointments, all of these things. But we need to look up.
Yes.
Look up for our redemption. Draw nigh.
Yes.
Greater days ahead.
Amen.
Right. Oh, thank God for the bullet for that.
Yes.
There's coming a day that all these things are going to pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word shall never pass away.
Amen.
I'll tell you, this old world is going to burn up one of these days.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, listen, if we invest in those things that are eternal, those spiritual things that are going to last, we'll never be sorry.
Right.
We'll never regret a mile that we've traveled for the Lord. Thank God for that. God is busy preparing a home for us in heaven. Thank God there being no more sickness or sorrow or sighing or suffering. It's all going to be over.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you,
thank God. It won't be long. It won't be very long. This old world is fast passing away. And you can see it almost coming to a head. We may be a generation that sees the Lord come back. The rapture of the church takes place. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face,
yes,
the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day. Oh, thank God for that fantastic day that's going to take place when you're a Christian. But if you're not, you can't claim those promises.
That's right.
But folks, if you'll come to Jesus today, he'll save you. He'll come into your life. He'll forgive you of your sins. One day, he'll take you to heaven. Because why? He's the faithful God. Faithful. Faithful to his promises. Faithful in all things. Thank God. He's the faithful God. Let's bow our heads. We're going to give an invitation now. I'm going to ask those of you will come and prepare for the Lord's Supper table. Maybe you need to come to the Bible because there's different looks that we're to take. We're to take them backwards. Look back to the cross, the Calvary. And then the Bible says we're to take an inward look. The Bible says let a man examine himself. So on the invitation, if you'd like to come here, maybe we just all need to come and pray and just ask God to cleanse our hearts and make us what he'd have us to be. Prepare us for taking the Lord's Supper. As we sing in just a moment. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your holy word. I thank you, Jesus, that you are the faithful God. You're the one that will be with us all the way through. God, no matter what. We thank you that we're on the winning side. And there is victory in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Now bless this invitation. God, if people here today need to be saved, somebody here that needs the Lord, help them to come. And they can be saved here today, right here in this place, because you invited us to come. Lord, help the ones who need to just come along the pasture and just pray, prepare ourselves for the Lord's Supper. Just help us to obey you and mind the Lord, whatever you say to us to do today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together. And as we stand, and as we sing, we'll be first. Join me up here, y'all, just to pray, prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper. That's right.
That's 134.
That's right. Wherever you stand. We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's just simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And C, confess Him as your Savior. And you can pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die.
If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on the website, boomscreekbaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.